Blog Talk Radio.
You're listening to the CollegeToPro.com NFL Draft Blast.
Welcome back to another edition of the C2P. I am your show host, Bo Marchand. As always, we appreciate you stopping by and joining us as we bring you the next collection of tomorrow's NFL stars here today on the College to Pro platform. Today, we're going to be joined with North Texas standout safety, Keyshawn McClain. He is also on the NFL PA watch list. And if you're not familiar with that, it's one of the top all-star games that you can be invited to as a senior player looking for bigger and better things after your college career. But with that said, we're going to talk with Keyshawn, find out what makes him tick, and find out about last week's game. It was a wild one, 29-26. Mason Fine, their quarterback, with some fine work in the last minute. But with that said, Keyshawn, we appreciate you taking some time. Can you believe your senior season's kind of in the middle of it, and, you know, next year at this time, you're hoping to be on a 53-man roster?
Oh, no, man, no doubt. You know, it's been crazy. You know, it's going by fast, you know, to be my senior year and already in the middle of the season. It's just mind-blowing how fast things are going and how fast everything's happening. You know, next year, by the time I walk into the 53-man roster, and be able to play the great sport of football.
Definitely. And let's just talk about last week's game, because it was a 29-26 victory for the Mean Green. I mean, fabulous comeback, and you guys were able to pull out that victory. But, I mean, what was it like just being part of that, and what were your thoughts? I mean, I know everybody thinks you always have a shot, but, I mean, with the minute some left, I mean, what were you thinking when you were on the sideline?
Oh, it was a tickling feeling in my stomach. You know, it was just a different vibe. You know, we got the support on the first down on that drive as a defense, so we started to move off the field. So I knew we had in our offense, and I know somebody came out with a big play. You know, we had Mason making those great throws all night. So he'll continue 1 minute left in the game and keep the drive alive and make something happen. And we did that, and it was a great win, and it's a great feeling around here right now. So everybody excited, and we're just going to keep rolling until next week.
Excellent. I mean, one of the most exciting wins you've been part of, or have there been others that top that?
Oh, I would say that was one of the most exciting wins because, you know, it was a big moment, and it was a big time for us, and we needed to. So it was a great win for me, and one of the best wins I've been a part of so far here is North Texas.
Excellent stuff. Once again, Keyshawn McClain, the standout safety from North Texas, kind enough to join us here on the C2P. If you folks missed any of this show in its entirety, you guys know you can always catch it on iTunes or Blog Talk Radio. You can also see his bio at collegetopro.com. I'm curious, Keyshawn, I mean, growing up, Pop Warner, Pee Wee, I mean, were you that kid with the football in your hands that was just a little bit better than everybody else, maybe scoring two or three, four touchdowns a game?
I would say that, you know, I took big football for big. You know, I always had a football school, before school, you know, it was just a lot. Now, my family just – football, you know, I was raised around it. All I knew was football, you know. I love the game, you know. I always wanted big players on my team as Little League, high school, middle school, and all that. So, you know, I just want to keep that legacy going for me and my last name.
Excellent. And I'm curious, I mean, I know growing up, you know, you went probably, you know, obviously middle school, high school, obviously you're at, you know, North Texas now. But, I mean, how did you kind of find yourself on the defensive side of the ball? And how did you kind of know safety was going to be your best position? I'm sure your player probably played both sides of the ball in high school. But kind of how did you kind of know that this was going to be your best fit?
I just feel like I just wanted to go. I knew in high school that I could play any position I felt like in high school. But I wanted to be on the defensive side when I got to the next level, like as in college. You know, I mean, I just feel like I had a better shot into going to, like, the next step after college into the NFL as a safety. You know, I like the physicality of the game. I like to just hit people and come up and make tackles and just be pumped after whatever happens on the play.
Nice. I think you led the team in tackles last year with 91, I believe. You're one of the top players in Conference USA, which is a fantastic conference within itself. I mean, going into this year, I mean, what expectations did you set for yourself? I know team-oriented, you'd always want to win the most games. You guys want to get as far as you can possible. But on a personal level, what were some of the things that you wanted to kind of prove to yourself that you could do?
I just wanted to prove to myself that I worked on a lot of more of my feet and my man coverage. You know, I want to show guys that I can play, you know, man-to-man defense and not just tackle. So I worked on that big time. And, you know, just be more vocal and more vocal as a leader to my teammates and help those guys out and just be very team-oriented and have a great chemistry with my defensive guys. And that's all I went to the season with, and just playing ball.
I've seen, I've watched your highlights. I was watching them as, you know, we were preparing for the show and whatnot. But, you know, leading the team in tackles, do you get the label that you're a box safety or a guy that just is good on the line? Is that something you have, I shouldn't say you have to fight it, you know, to kind of say, hey, I can drop, I can play zone coverage, I can do things in the secondary besides, you know, play along the line. Does that kind of, you know, because it just happens. I mean, if you have a tight end who catches 75 balls, then he's not a blocking tight end. If you have a tight end who catches 6 balls, then he's not a pass tight end, which may not necessarily be the case. Were those some of the reasons why you wanted to really kind of first focus on your feet and your man coverage?
Yeah, so that's the exact reason. Like, I made a bunch of tackles, filling in gaps, filling off holes, you know. And I just wanted to show, like I said, show that I can play, do both. I can be very versatile in my game.
Nice. That's excellent. And this is a question. These are one of my favorite questions to ask you guys. Are you a big film junkie? Let's ask that question first. Do you watch a lot of film?
Yeah, I watch a lot of film. More and more that I got into playing more defense as much as I thought I would be. Like I watch more film now, I would say, than I did more of a last in the previous year. I just lay in bed and just watch film more in my room, like until I fall asleep, pretty much. Yeah. So I pick up my film a lot more, and I take it real more serious. And even I watch a lot of special teams film as well. So I picked up my game. I feel like in film, and it's been helping me a lot. I see a lot of things happening faster, and you know, I can call it out on the field and see what to expect and what's on the play coming up.
Very nice. And I'm curious. Sometimes guys have one. Sometimes they don't. But is there a play in particular that you remember watching film all week? Saturday rolls around, and then the play that you saw on film kind of becomes fruition, and you end up making a play, or you help your team make a big play.
Yeah, I get that. I get that a lot, actually. I think a big thing that helped me out is when I'm keying on the guys like in motion, and who is the quarterback is looking at, who he's staring down before his cadence. And I pick that up a lot. I sense that, and I tell my linebacker or like my nickel underneath me what they expect and what's coming. So I feel I picked that up pretty well.
Awesome stuff. Once again, Keyshawn McClain, the standout North Texas safety, kind enough to join us here on the C2P, talking a little college football as this young man is embarked in his final season at the collegiate level and obviously hoping to get on the bigger and better things. He's also on the NFLPA watch list. It's a collection of some of the top seniors in the nation that they're eyeing. What was that like? I'm sure you knew well before I did that, you know, you were on the watch list, but does it kind of put a little pep in your step knowing that the guys at the next level are keeping an eye on you?
Yes, I know that. It's a great feeling to have, and I'm very blessed to be in that position I am right now. And I just take it all in, and, you know, I stay level-headed about everything and just keep going and just make me want to work harder each and every day, every time I wake up and keep going at it and do the best I can every rep, every step I take. So I'm loving it, and I'm just taking it all in and being grateful and humble about everything.
Nice. Have you had, like, a teary-eyed weekend or day yet where you're kind of thinking this is your final season in North Texas? And, you know, I'm sure it went by in a blink of an eye. I mean, have you had those moments where you just kind of daydream about it and it kind of just maybe brings a tear to your eye?
Yes, so I actually think about that literally. You know, I tell some of the guys on my team, like, man, it's just like went by so fast my last go-round. Now I only have about a few games left with you guys, you know, and a few guys as a college athlete, you know, you don't get to the one. So it's been crazy how fast it went by, you know, and I'm just taking it all in and enjoying it and having fun with it until it's my time to come here.
Nice. Now I don't know who out – there could be recruits out there listening. There would be guys that might be looking at other schools, but – be the pitch man for North Texas. Why should these young kids know that they can get a good education and play some great football? What are some of the reasons that you think they should be with the Mean Green?
Oh, it's a great atmosphere. You know, guys around here make you feel like a family. Everyone is one. You know, everybody just have fun together. You know, we have a real good, strong family and a good brotherhood. You know, it's a great environment. It's beautiful here. It's a beautiful campus. We have great facilities and everything, and we're building on from here. You know, I'm loving it. I would like to see a lot of guys like to keep an eye on Mean Green and see what's coming up in the making in the next few years.
Definitely a good program. Coach Luttrell doing the right things to get you guys ready. I asked this guy or this question of all the guys that come on the show. I mean, what do you think your best qualities are? I mean, what, you know, we're talking about, you know, the NFL PA watch list. I mean, what do you think those traits that scouts are seeing that, you know, say, hey, this kid has some things that we like. What do you think those things are?
I would say I think the way I attack things, the way I attack the ball, the way I attack my the person who has the ball, you know, I feel like I'm real violent when I get there, you know, and I see things happen and I break on the fast, you know, and I like to attack things, you know, and the ball in there, I try to attack that as much as I could, you know, I just feel like my point of attack is very on point.
All right. And what do you credit that to? Is that just instinct? Does that go along with film study? I mean, is that the combination of both?
Yes, sir. I feel like it's a combination, but, you know, the film helps me a lot to play a step fast, you know, and just my instincts, you know, I just want to go get it. I see the ball, hit ball, you know, and that's how I kind of think about it. It just flows all into one.
Excellent stuff, man. Well, hey, we know you're a busy young man. You got a lot on your plate, and obviously you got a season ahead of you to make, you know, the best out of the rest of your opportunity at North Texas. Before we let you go, we always like to throw some off-the-wall questions your way. You ready to take a shot with some of those?
Yes, sir, no doubt.
All right, now, head coach Seth Luttrell, I mean, would anybody do a great impersonation of Coach Luttrell, and would they do it in front of him?
I would say Jeffrey Wilson, I run a big one. He kind of messes with him a lot every day, and he messes with him and gets under his skin a little bit. So I would say Jeffrey Wilson kind of will get that one.
And let's keep it going with the Mean Green theme. Your teammates, who's the biggest jokester in that locker room?
The biggest jokester? I would say Rico Boosie. Rico Boosie, our receiver. He jokes a lot, messes with guys a lot. You know, he's very, like, young-minded a little bit. You know, he's serious on the field, but outside the field, he's kind of a jokester. He likes to kid around a lot.
Excellent. And then the final question, I usually think this is the question you gentlemen like answering the most. Female celebrities.
Okay.
If you could take out any female celebrity for a quick bite to eat, who are you going to take to lunch?
Ooh, I would say Mariah Carey. I've been in love with Mariah Carey since I was little. You know, my mom listened to her a lot, and I just kind of grew up on it. And to this day, even though she's a little older now, but Mariah Carey would be the one I would take on a date.
Nice. Her name comes up a lot, Keyshawn, trust me. We get a ton of Beyonce. We get a ton of Megan Good, Rihanna. Usually by the end of the season of shows, we always tally them up. Beyonce's usually number one. Rihanna's number two. Megan Good usually right around three. But Rihanna's dethroned Beyonce a few times. But like I said, you know, she usually, you know. But I love hearing different names because I get so tired of hearing, you know, Beyonce shouldn't count. It's like we all know she's beautiful and talented. Well, hey, man, best of luck for you. We always like saying, hey, stay humble, stay hungry, be blessed, and we appreciate your time here on the C2P.
Yes, sir. Thank you. I appreciate your time. I thank you guys for calling me, giving me a call. I love it.
Excellent stuff. Once again, that is Keyshawn McClain, the standout safety from North Texas here on the C2P. A lot to be excited about this young man. And, you know, when you lead the team in tackles like he did, you know, he kind of touched base on it. You kind of get that label that you're an in-box safety, and then they kind of shy away from what the guy does on the back end of the field. And he said he made it a point to kind of improve his coverage to take notice of that. And that's on the flip side. If he had maybe 30 tackles, and they would question him what his tackling is. But if you watch his highlights, and you see what this kid can do, you're going to find one, a very, very athletic kid that he shows a lot of burst out of his stand when he's kind of making that point of attack. You're going to see a burst, and I think that's the one thing I think people on the next level are most excited about is the way he can react and that quickness to the ball. He takes a great angle to the ball, and that's something that can't be taught. That's just something that's mentally instinctive that he has going for him. So if you want more of Keyshawn McClain, simply log on to collegeofpro.com. You can listen to the Blog Talk Radio or iTunes. As always, appreciate you listening.
This has been a collegeofpro.com exclusive.